Recently, fear surrounding deportations has been more present in immigrant communities across the San Joaquin Valley. Recent ICE raids have people scared of run-ins with law enforcement. But now that fear has spilled over into resources people depend on, like food banks. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports.
Is our refrigerator, our cold box.
We're standing in a fridge that's the size of a two-bedroom apartment at Food Link Tulare County. The ice box is stacked with produce and dairy products that will soon be in the fridges of Tulare families. Nicole Salaya says some families who need food won't get food. She is the development director for the food bank.
We've been noticing a definite marked increase in hostility out at the distributions, whether it's at our pantries where our partners report it back to us, or at our own Nutrition on the Go sites where we've seen some hostility and aggression towards people, and especially towards people who speak languages other than English.
Families have been facing discrimination at food sites because they're speaking Spanish. The majority of people Food Link Tulare County serves are Latinos and farm workers. Celaya says volunteers and people who use their services have made snide comments about people of color.
We've had people call and say, oh, those Mexicans or those people that are speaking, those immigrants speaking Spanish, they're getting everything, and we're not getting anything.
An operations supervisor for Food Link Tulare County has been to many distribution sites around the county. Patty Tovar recently encountered a volunteer who was upset that someone only spoke Spanish. Tovar, also a Spanish speaker, says his comments started to offend her.
He looked very, very upset, and he started mumbling stuff like, you know, this is America, you only speak English here, and just really rude, and didn't understand some of the words he was speaking because he was mumbling a lot of the stuff. And he, from trying to be a volunteer, he walked away very upset because we had somebody that couldn't speak English.
On multiple other occasions at distribution sites, Tovar says people have been offended when she speaks Spanish. She also says she's seen a decrease in people coming to get food since President Donald Trump took office.
All over Tulare County, I've been to many sites, but you would get people in every community that get upset because there's someone speaking another language in front of them.
Although they haven't seen physical aggression, there has been verbal aggression. Celaya says these issues have become more prevalent and obvious within the last year.
I don't know the concrete reason, but I'm guessing that it's the political climate, that people are feeling more able to be open about their discrimination, about their prejudices, about their racism. And I think they're just feeling more emboldened by the political climate.
Celaya says the people who have been discriminated against are too scared to say anything about it.
Here, ICE has a pretty strong presence, and so people are scared. You know, they're scared to go out grocery shopping, to take their kids to school, and most definitely they're afraid to access resources like ours.
Discrimination and fear at food banks isn't unique to Tulare County. Food banks across the state have been battling with similar issues and working on ways to let people know they don't work with immigration authorities. Daniela Ogden is the Director of Communication and Development for the California Association of Food Banks. She says since Trump was elected, reports of discrimination have increased.
Almost everyone has sent out letters into their community up to the amount of signage they've had that promotes the fact that a food bank is a safe space for people to access services.
Ogden says larger food banks have even launched marketing campaigns. Food banks want people to know they still can access food regardless of where they were born, the language they speak, and without fear of being deported. She says the fear and the uptick in discrimination against immigrant groups has had a significant impact on their access to food.
It's had a tremendous impact. You know, we've seen entire communities go into hiding, groups that have, as you mentioned, been historically really hard to reach and to encourage to access services. And it takes a long time to build connections with these communities, and we are seeing them choose to go hungry rather than risk deportation or risk discrimination.
Amber Crowell is an assistant professor of sociology at California State University, Fresno. She says ideologies that drive discrimination are historically rooted and can have devastating long-term effects on a community. The fear immigrant populations have of being deported goes hand in hand with the discrimination they encounter. Crowell says if people are seeking out food and are instead discriminated against, then food insecurity won't get better.
Because it's a very vulnerable situation to go out and seek help because you don't have enough food to eat. That's a hard thing to do. And then to be in that situation and somebody is hostile towards you, that can severely damage trust because, you know, you're in a vulnerable situation. You're told that these people are here to help, and then they're hostile towards you over something that should not be a basis for being hostile, like speaking another language.
However, not everyone has fought hostility at food distribution sites. Rebecca Rodriguez lives in Fresno and goes to the Mary Ella Brown Center every Thursday to get food. She speaks Spanish and often goes with a group of women, some who only know Spanish, and she has never felt unwelcome.
Majority of the people that come here are Spanish speakers, and there are a few of Asians that come here and they speak their own language.
Rodriguez says she feels comfortable speaking Spanish at the different distribution sites she visits around Fresno.
That's one thing we have to learn, to respect each other's language. I'm happy that I speak Spanish. I'm very glad that I could understand Spanish speakers. And as far as the conversation, there's no discrimination at all.
Back at Food Link Tulare County, Celaya says she's purchased signs and posters that explain they don't share information with other agencies. She will give a presentation to all the pantry partners in Tulare about being a sensitive location, places people go for resources like food. Celaya says it's important for all locations to be safe and welcoming. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.